Hello, this is Shira Sherbo from Torah for the Nations. And it's our mission, it's our goal here at Torah for the Nations to be like the bridge or bridge the gap between the Jewish people and all the nations of the world. And this is in step with the idea of Israel being commanded to be a light to the nations, because Moses told the children of Israel, in Deuteronomy 4:5, he said, you know, I've taught you rules and laws that God has commanded me so that you'll be able to keep them and safeguard and keep them, since this is your wisdom and your understanding in the eyes of the nations. So we have to be familiar with the Torah so that we can know how to fulfill the commandments. And everybody has to make a choice. And this is a life or death choice. I'm talking about we choose between life and death. We choose between just existing here on this earth, like I exist for my own will, do my own will, and then I die. Or I choose life, to live the life that God wants me to live, to do His will, and then to live forever with Him in the world to come. So He just gives us a choice. In Deuteronomy 30:20, it says, you must make the choice to love Hashem your God, to obey Him, and to attach yourself to Him. For this is your life and your survival. So I was not raised Jewish, but as a child, I learned how to pray. And I prayed to my Father in Heaven. I prayed, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I think it goes without saying that fulfilling God's will is the most important thing that we can do. And the Torah is great because it brings us to do good deeds, but it also is the only true help against missing the mark, against not fulfilling God's will for our life, and not in being down here and not doing what He wants. And so this, it's compared to like a medicine or an antidote. Deuteronomy 11:18 says, you shall place these words of mine on your heart and on your soul. So there's a parable that goes along with this idea of the Torah being the perfect medicine. It says there was a man who wounded his son, and so he put medicine and a bandage on the wound. And he told his son, as long as you keep the bandage and the medicine on your wound, you can eat with pleasure, drink with pleasure, you can wash with hot water, cold water, you don't have to worry about it. If you take off the medicine, it will be gangrenous. So likewise, God told Israel, my children, I've created the evil inclination, and I have created the Torah as an antidote against it. And I wrote in my Torah, if you do good, you will be more powerful. And if you do not do good, sin awaits, crouching at the door. It desires to control you. But, and I always learn that what comes after the but is the most important part of the sentence. So it says, sin awaits, crouching at the door. It desires to control you, but you can overpower it. And that's Genesis 4:7. That is God talking to Cain. So as long as we are engrossed in the Torah, we won't be controlled by our evil inclination. And that's another thing that I learned as a child when I was praying that prayer. We learned to pray, deliver us from evil. And this is speaking about our evil inclination, because we were given free will. We're given free choice because God did not want a bunch of robots. He wanted us to have a choice whether or not to do His will or not. So there's a choice. There's a choice between doing His will and not. Choice between life and death. The Torah says, if you do good, you will be more powerful. But when you are not engrossed in the Torah, you will be under the control of the evil inclination. If you do not do good, sin awaits, crouching at the door. It's like the evil inclination. It just spends all its time and energies trying to make us sin, which is, it's why the verse says, it desires to control you. If you want to, you can overpower the evil inclination, it says. It desires to control you, but you can overpower it. It's the only way that one can overcome the evil inclination is through the Torah. And non-Jews have to study and keep the 7 laws of Noah. This is the way to be righteous and to merit the world to come. So it's the Torah that makes it possible for us to fulfill God's will. This is how we do on earth as it is in heaven. This is how we bring heaven down to earth. We are partners with God in His creation. This is how we do our part in this partnership. There's a beautiful prayer that we pray every day that I'm going to read to you, and that's how I'll end. It says, "Blessed is our God who created us for His glory and separated us from those who are confused in error and gave us the Torah of truth and implanted eternal life within us. May He open our heart through His Torah and place in our heart love for Him and awe of Him, so that we may fulfill His will and serve Him wholeheartedly, so that we do not struggle unproductively nor produce in vain." So that's our choice, to live the life that He wants us to do His will, to live with Him forever, or to just be unproductive and just exist really and produce in vain. So this is Shira Sherbo from Torah for the Nations. I'm just giving you the Jewish perspective of what is the evil inclination, how the Torah is the antidote, about free choice that God has given us, how to overcome evil. Okay, that is all for now. Lahitra Oat. See you later.